Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Couple of big dudes with us right now. We've got Jack and Jose representing Iron Resurgence. There's a big event happening this weekend during the San Diego International Beer Festival at Del Mar called The War on the Shore, a big strongman competition hosted by Iron Resurgence. Welcome, Jack.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Would you please introduce that mountain of a man next to you?
Sure. This guy right here is Jose Baez. He's he's one of our larger and more notable heavyweight athletes and going on in the competition this weekend.
Jose is like the size of your guest house.
Yeah, roughly. He's like a two bed, one bath, you know, kind of like pool house right off the back.
Let's talk about, first of all, the importance of Iron Resurgence. This is so cool.
Yeah, so Iron Resurgence I started about 6 months ago, and it's really just to create awareness. A lot of people are aware of the 22 a day veteran suicide initiative, and you know it's really unfortunate. There's a lot of hardships that veterans are going through when they get out and transitioning from military services to the civilian world. My whole aim for Iron Resurgence is to create awareness, there's a more healthy coping mechanism that people can take, especially veterans when getting out, instead of kind of the self-medication type.
Sure.
Well, Jack, you know this firsthand, obviously.
I do.
A veteran who was wounded in combat?
I do, yeah. I was hurt in 2011. I was hit by an IED over in Afghanistan. Spent 3.5 months in the hospital recovering and returned to my unit, only to be hit again 4 days after I got back to my outpost.
Wow.
So, yeah, good times.
First of all, thank you for your service. I'm sorry that it had to be such a horrible experience for
absolutely.
You.
Oh, absolutely. No, it's okay.
So you know firsthand when you come back that there's self-medicating. There's even more tragic turn than that, and
there's
other options that you can do if you have the right direction.
Correct, yeah, and believe me, I'm no stranger to self-medication. Unfortunately, I through the VA military medical systems, I became dependent on a lot of those prescription medications.
Sure,
and then I finally put them all down one day through the help of my brothers in arms, and they helped me out, and they said you need to get back in the gym and kind of use that as your mechanism, and I really took that to heart, and. It saved my life.
Come on over here, Jose. Let's chat with you for a minute.
Sweet.
Because you do a lot of lifting and you are very much in shape. You are very strong. Take us through a meal. I want to know what you get to eat for a meal. As I pet his arm muscle. Tell me what you eat.
Jose, you mind her petting you, by the way? You probably should.
I'm sorry.
Me too goes both ways, girlfriend.
Honestly,
you signed the agreement.
Yeah. I get it a lot.
I didn't even realize I was drinking. I'm so embarrassed.
Jose, 1 second. How did it feel? Was it rock hard?
Strong.
Like stroking a piece of marble?
Yeah.
That's just stroking my ego.
Go ahead. Food, back to you.
When I'm being a good boy, probably 4,000 to 6,000 calories. Get up about 6:30 in the morning, cook up about 5 eggs, a cup of rice. If I have the ground beef left over or steak, I'll put that in there, maybe some chicken.
Sure.
I put shrimp in there every now and then, but... Every 2 hours, it's constantly...
Protein.
Have to include the leafy greens, man.
Right.
Okay.
With all that protein and carbs, if you don't have the fiber in there, you're going to suffer.
Yeah.
And we all know what you're talking about.
So. Yeah.
Jack, come back here and talk about War on the Shore. This is a big event going on this weekend.
And just what you brought in with you over there, too.
War on the Shore is gearing up to be one of the largest strongman competitions on the Western Seaboard for the year. We have over 90 athletes traveling in from, I think, 13 states, a couple people coming in from international. It's a huge operation. We're located in the Del Mar Arena during the International Beer Festival that's going on. The best way I can describe it is, people go to the zoo to watch, to gaze and look at animals, and it's almost like that's kind of what we are. We're the entertainment that people come and watch, and they look at these people and they go, wow, and that's really the aim, to come in and watch and be able to watch these people and you know, just gays, really, and all.
What did you bring with?
This is called the Iron Stein. You know, we had to keep in theme with the beer festival.
Sure.
And what's great, a little bit of history and background, as Jose holds this, a little bit of history and background. A lot of the lifting and lifting competitions and, you know, feats of strength started in beer halls. It weighs 20.6 pounds empty, and the heaviest it'll go up to for the heavyweight men, I think we set it to 50 pounds.
Should I give it a shot? What do you think?
Absolutely, you should give it a shot. Get it in there. I think my keys are in there, so you're weighed to at least 1,000 pounds now.
So show me...
yeah, go ahead.
Okay, perfect. Now we're a little lower. Bring that bottom arm down below eye line.
So while John's trying to lift that thing, I just want to remind you, War on the Shore happens during the San Diego International Beer Festival, during the San Diego Fair at the Del Mar Arena this weekend.
You're there. There's no way. You're there.
Yeah. Look at you. You're doing it.
And you said this is at least 200 pounds right now?
It's got to be at least. I think it's like...
Yeah.
You impressed, Tam? Huh? Huh? These veins bulging. Yeah.
So that stein that you just held is our lightweight women's weight.
Oh, my God.
So that's the 20-pounder. And I think, the heavyweight men will go up to 50.
Hook, line, and sinker. Huh?
Yep.
Yeah, well, wow. You know, I figured I'd disclose it after you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, at least you held it out. I couldn't even do that, so.
Oh, it's perfect.
But you are a lightweight woman.
Oh.
Neither of those things.
You got this. Don't worry.
All right.
Yeah, again, this weekend going on, right?
Yeah, so 5 sessions, Friday from 1 to 4. And then 5 to 8. Saturday will be from 12 to 3 and then 4 to 7.
Okay.
And Sunday will be from 1 to 4, and that's our finishing session.
Okay. Right. Jack, Jose, Iron Resurgence, War on the Shore, going on this weekend. Thanks, boys. And just to clarify, the stein, I had to hold it up.
Hold
my
it straight
arm
out,
stretched.
I know.
So it wasn't like just picking it up. So Save your phone calls. Call me a Nancy boy. I'm talking to my dad. He's in town.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.